not a bad little office space you got here. I take it you're the one who hired me? What? You've never seen a devil girl before now, have you? Well, this should be interesting. You said in your ad that you were looking for a hired hand. What sort of job are we talking about here? I see. Okay, so this is not going to be as easy as I initially thought. Oh, no. It's doable. It's just that, for a job like this, comes with unforeseen price tags. It's gonna cost you more than our original deal intended, is what I'm trying to say here. Oh, price isn't gonna be a problem, you say? Oh, it's nothing? Just, you're pretty confident being able to pay, and you didn't even hear what I'm raising my price up to. Makes me think that perhaps, not to overstep my boundaries, you may not have read my profile description properly, or in great detail, Such a shame, really. Considering almost all services like mine that are on the deep web are nothing but scams, drug dealers, and perverts looking to get a quick cash grab and call it quits. It would probably explain your confusion, too, when I answered the call of duty. You weren't expecting a woman, No, I get it. Most people would expect a man for such a job. But don't worry. I'm not part of the cancel culture, nor do I take offense. Sometimes, though, you don't need a man and their brute strength. Most times, you need some gentle, womanly touches. Someone to disarm not only the hands and weapons of their enemy, but their hearts. What? You don't like it when I sit in your lap like this? But what could someone like me do to such a man of your stature, What if I push my knee gently up between your thighs and... Oh, is that a gun I feel? Or are you just happy to see me? Of course I know it's a piece. The same reason I know you got a push dagger on your right ankle. And a 9mm M1911 buckled under your left armpit. I'm guessing what's in your pocket is... Let me just push my knee in a bit more. It's a .38 special from what I can tell. Impressive, huh? Oh, sweetie, I already know what I was getting myself into before I accepted your offer. I probably know more about you than you know about yourself. How do you people say it? Let's make a deal with the devil, then, shall we? Oh, babe, you were fucked the second you let me onto the premise without searching me. So let's make a counteroffer, shall we? Nothing too drastic, just doable. What we agreed upon and, well, let's just call it VIP treatment. You see, us devil girls have a rough time keeping employment, so as much as a one-night stand as you want this to be, I need a steady flow of cash, and with my line of work, it's such a hard time finding someone who understands your line of work. So you will have to do. What do you say? Will you make a deal with the devil? What if you don't accept? Well, it's quite simple, you see. If you don't agree to my terms, I'll tell your wife about our little affair. Tell her all the juicy little tidbits about the things we did. Or maybe it'd be easier to tell her all the things we didn't do, if that doesn't tickle your pickle, so to say. I'm sure you've seen my victims. Well, what's left of them, at least. Those are just the bodies that I've left behind to let investigators know I was there. That's not including all of the bodies I've hidden. I'm sure even the organization knows about every one of my kills. How easy it is to snap the neck of a man in the thralls of pleasure. Watch their pupils expand in shock as the adrenaline floods their body just before expiration. Oh, what a thrill. The devil is in the details, darling. So, let's call it a deal then, I knew you couldn't say no to that. Now then, why don't we seal the deal with a kiss? That's it, babe. Do what you want of me. Do all the things your vanilla-flavored wife won't let you do to her. Use me. Punish me. Take that anger you have for being tricked and fuck it into me. Oh. Right here, big boy. Oh, I'm not complaining. It's better to do it where you work anyway. Separate your work life from your love life. You want me on my stomach? I think I can do that. Oh, fuck. That's it, babe. Grab my tail and hold me down as you spank me. Give it to me like the naughty little devil girl I am. Yes, just like that. Fucking spank my toned ass with your massive hand. Enough foreplay. Now that you got my attention, why don't you rip off my spandex and fuck me like the little assassin bitch I am, Use me like the little cock sleeve you deserve. Take out all your frustration on me. I yearn for it. Grind your fat cock into my needy little slut. Slick in your meat stick and stuff it into me. Oh yes, I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh, hug me like a little toy there. Yeah. Yeah, right there, babe. Lock me into your chest. Grab a fistful of my hair and pull on it till I can't see your face fucking me silly. Yes, that's it. Lock me into my needy, cum hungry cunt. Fuck me till you unload those massive balls into me like the cum of my hand. I need it. I need it. Come, use me all you want. Fuck, yes, just stay right there. I can feel you come cleaning my insides. It's so warm and sticky. It's practically dripping from my pussy as we speak. Who said I'm fucking done using you yet? We're just getting started. That was the appetizer now. It's fine for the main course. I'm just gonna wrap my tail around your cock to keep you nice and firm, like fuck my cute little ass next. Well, if you don't fuck my ass, then I'll just make sure to scream extra loud so that your wife hears us. That's what I thought. Now then, let me just roll over. And you can get back over your fucking ass. So channel. Now then, don't fucking hold back, you hear me? I've spent many years training for the pain. I can take it. So fuck me like you mean it. That's it. Fucking use my slutty body. Claim me as your mistress. Fuck me whenever your wife is out of town. Don't fucking stop till you cream my little hole. Yes, right there. Don't fucking stop. I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna come for me fucking my tight little ass. Fucking let it fill my ass with your hot sticky seed. And don't you dare even think of pulling out. Now I got you. You're fucking leg locked by your sassy mistress. I'm gonna sound to five and release your balls and cock from my tail's grass. When I do, I want you to fucking unload inside my ass. Cause if you don't, I'll just lift my legs up a bit higher and snap your neck instead. Ready? Five, four, three, two, one. Come for me. Fucking inject me when you come. Fill my ass up till I feel it. That's such a good client. This he knows employees. Don't worry, honey. This is the last I'm gonna come and visit for a withdrawal. After all, I'm your little assassin mistress, aren't I?